Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Boy, these gusty winds appear to be playing havoc with that giant nutcracker float. At this point, I can't even see the nuts. They must have blown away.
Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be alright, sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis.
You'll be back.
Also, we got RB Tom with us today on this first edition of Just Plane Radio for the holiday season. And he brought a buddy with him. I don't know. Is your buddy Warren parasitic drag, Tom?
Not at all. Maybe induced drag, but not parasitic drag.
Okay. So he's in the process of going from a captain to one of the big boys like Tom did back in the day.
He works for a big boy, and he's upgrading from first officer to captain. He's got to learn how to fly from the left seat and actually use that little steering wheel on the wall now.
Okay. Yes. Well, welcome to Just Plane Radio, Warren. And I will apologize in advance. But it's the holidays, so you're doing this obviously during the slow season during the holidays. Is it slow or is it like crazy havoc? And
it's a pretty busy season during the holidays.
Yeah. So how does that affect your training when you're trying to do this? You're doing it right now as we speak.
That really doesn't affect us because our training facility has a dedicated group of instructors, these training dates are planned months and months in advance. I think I knew in March
I
was training in November. It's all planned for in advance for the for the staffing.
So you plan accordingly, and you're hanging with RV Tom to kind of have you. Is he showing you the ropes? Is he your mentor? Is he like, hey, don't make my mistakes? Or
he's giving me some advice along the way. About dealing with not only first officers, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just different personalities, but also, you're going to deal with maintenance. You're going to deal with first officers. You're going to deal with gate agents and flight attendants.
Right.
We both happen to be married to flight attendants, so we're pretty good at dealing with them.
Well, I'm sure that's a
well,
thing.
Just especially, those two.
Yeah. If you're related to them, for sure. But I thought if you become the captain and stuff, I thought, the world center, revolves around you.
That's what they're telling me. I'll find out in a couple of weeks here.
Okay. All right.
But I finished training.
Yeah. So have there been any, caveats to the training so far? Are you excited or by Christmas you hope to be riding in the left seat or what?
I am projected to be completely finished with training before December 24th.
Okay. Well,
what I've been told.
That'll be a nice little holiday gift here at the end of the year for you, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes, it will. So I'm still in simulator training. That's supposed to end next week.
Yeah.
Which put me in the beginning of December. And then, once I finish the simulator training and my paperwork from that is processed, then they will come up with a training schedule.
Gotcha.
With a line check airman.
Okay. But you've been doing this a while because it's all about just getting your hours in, isn't it? I mean, the training is really just kind of, all right, this is the next hoop I got to jump through. But you know all this stuff. You've been doing it for God knows how many days or weeks and months, and right?
Yeah. I've been with my current employer and airplane for 12 and a half years now.
Okay. Well, that's a while.
Yes. So I'm just starting to figure this thing out. So it's about time to move to the left seat.
Okay. So what is that mentor or, information that Tom would give you? Or Tom, why don't you just share? What'd you tell him? Like, get the hell out of Dodge. You're making a big mistake or what?
Actually, I had a guy named Gordy way back, 40 years ago, my first flight at New York Air.
Yeah.
The biggest thing he told me was fly a jet, pick up a check, and go home at the end of the day. And what that translates to mean is go in or fly your airplane. Don't be distracted by anything else. Don't get involved with the company or the union and all of these innuendos and all the rumors that take place. Just go and do your thing, fly your airplane, and go home at the end of the day.
Okay. And leave work at work.
And it worked. Just do your best all the time. Always be 100% on your game. Mm-hmm. And when you're at work, you're at work. Don't, you know, be thinking about what's going on at home. When you're at home, when you do V1 and rotate and take off, it's just you and the airplane. Don't go thinking about, you know, mortgage payments or your health issues or what's going home with your wife or girlfriend or both. Don't get involved in anything else. Just fly your airplane.
By the way, that last part, I guess it's not recommended to have a wife and a girlfriend. Just saying.
Well.
But you know, your mileage may vary.
Pilots are pilots, so whatever.
Well, the best thing is that my girlfriend became my wife, and my wife is now my girlfriend.
Well,
so
see, that's what it works out
real well.
Yes.
Good cover.
And it's actually Tom's wife who inspired my wife to become a flight attendant.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, now that is good mentoring right there from RV Tom. Like when I got into radio initially, my mentor, he said, forget this radio idea. Go get a law degree. You're making a huge mistake. I thought he was joking, but now.
Turns out he was spot on.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't listen to him. And I, you know, but whatever. That's just me. But that sounds pretty valuable stuff. For sure. And, you know, Tom did it for many, many years. It's very rewarding. And now he's basking in the afterglow of retirement and just living the big life and bringing his buddies up to snuff, I guess. That's kind of what's happening with you, Warren, you think, or what?
Yeah, I've been, like I said, in the right seat of this airplane at this company for 12 years. I've been in the left seat at my previous employers. And so I've enjoyed being a captain. I have enjoyed my time in the right seat. Where I'm at now. I've also been a simulator instructor here as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did that for 7 or 8 years. So I really enjoyed that.
Well, once you get through this training and you do start flying in the left seat, is there a part of you like, okay, I can't wait to sit there and really stick it to those guys who are giving me crap over the years? Or is that just how I would react?
I just want to go out there and have a good time, have a safe flight, get home safely at the end of my trip.
Well,
I try not to get, let anything, you know, get me wrapped around the axle.
Well, exactly. No drama.
No,
for sure.
You know, you're locked in a small room with one other person for many hours a day. It's, you know, bringing stress in there. It's just not a good thing. So
right. I mean, with this new position, once you get through the training, a big pay jump too for you personally, or?
Yeah. So that'll be nice. And one of the reasons for that is, my wife and I went to Oshkosh for the first time back in 2021.
Yeah.
And,
what'd you do? Buy a plane?
No, not yet. But as we were leaving, my wife said, we need an airplane.
Okay.
So,
she's a keeper.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Exactly. Right.
And she has not wavered from that one bit. So,
that's awesome.
And actually we've decided on a Cessna Cardinal and we're just, saving up a few more bucks and doing some window shopping right now.
All right. Hey, you'll be traveling the world, you know, in your commercial carrier and then flying around with her and having fun on a personal note. That's great stuff.
Yes.
Congratulations, Warren.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
And that's another great story for our first edition of the holidays. We got more coming up next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.